sovereign nation, and as the strongest nation on the planet, it's essential for us to maintain our authority to project our national strength militarily when we need to do it. You could argue that in 2002, when we went in to get al-Qaeda, we were doing a quid pro quo for the 9/11 disaster. That was great. When we started taking resources away from that fight, because in 2003 we decided we also had to have a war in Iraq, we started degrading our ability to do what we said we were going to do in Afghanistan. And so it's not just this administration that suffers from this problem. The fact of the matter is that we have to understand what the military can and cannot do, give it jobs that it can do, and if we unleash the military on those jobs, stand back and let them do what it takes to be victorious in as short an order as can be. This mission creep, change of plans, change of objectives, is what's contributing to the endless war that Mike keeps talking about, and it's true, it's costing us not just treasure but blood, and we have to ask ourselves why. I think national command authority over our military needs to be revised to be more focused on what the military can and cannot do, and we'll have a better policy, a foreign policy, as a result.
Thank you.